Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
All right. We have we're having technical problems today. So we don't have an opening, one of our fun openings for the second hour of the show. Nevertheless, I am Bob Cordaro. I'm here with you. And Mary Regina sent in the Mother Teresa, her citation of the day. And it says, "Choose the way of peace. Let us not use bombs and guns to overcome the world. Let us use love and compassion. Peace begins with a smile. Smile five times a day at someone you don't really want to smile at. Do it for peace. Let us radiate the peace of God. In this way, let us set the world alight with His light and extinguish all hatred and love of power. Peace in the world, yes, but first, peace in our hearts. Do you have peace in your heart today? If not, why not?" And that's Mother Teresa for today, May 25th. It's a horrible tragedy. I was going to say unspeakable, but we're speaking about it. It's sort of a word that maybe should have never been invented. Because by definition, if you're calling it unspeakable, you are speaking about it. Now, I just look at it, and they're showing the pictures of the kids and the teachers who were killed. And you watch it, and it is truly heartbreaking. And I felt this way after that Buffalo shooting. You just say, all of that promise, all of that happiness, and all of that, those lives extinguished by this sick animal. And you know, it when you talk about, and Scott, the former trucker, checking in, when they do the knee jerk on the gun control, and they do the knee jerk on the type of person who did it, and try to put him into a category, he's white or he's black or he's this or he's that, don't listen to that person anymore. If they've come up with a solution for this already, as Joe Biden believes he did, as Gavin Newsom believes he did, as Kamala Harris and Chuck Schumer believe they did, just stop listening to them. They are fools. We already knew it. But in this tragic a circumstance, they have now proved it irrefutably. And we just can't listen to them anymore. I have a hard time listening to Biden to start with. But when this ass comes out and makes that kind of statement, and it's provable. New York State is one of the most strict gun control states in the country. New York City is even more strict. The subway shooting and all of these murders are happening in all the gun control cities. And the Buffalo massacre happened in a gun control state with red flag laws. So can they just stop with their silliness We know they're not serious people. But now, remember, those of us that are conservative, we have to be serious and sober-minded and reflective. This certainly points to much larger societal ills. There's not a doubt about that. But are there preventatives for this? Well, the only thing that's within control of the school, of the shopping center, of wherever, any public potential target, is to develop security protocols that would limit the damage and possibly prevent the event. We know that. That's where we can approach it from and actually have a chance to do some good. Mike from Scranton, how are you?
Good, Bob. I hate when Biden and all these Democrats exploit tragedies like this. It's just despicable, like when you go down that avenue at a time of sorrow and pain and you play politics with this. I've never been so despicable acts that these people use that at these times.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
And unfortunately, it starts with the fool on top. And he comes out with these statements. Well, somebody should just ask him, Mr. President, what would your gun control have done to prevent this? What would it have done to prevent Buffalo? What would it have done to prevent the 248 murders in Chicago? But they don't want a solution. They want an issue.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, play gun control. Like you said, the hardest, strictest countries, like England is the same way, and New York, it doesn't matter what laws you have. A lot of this is psychological problems. The last couple of years, they took our children away from school. Psychologically, suicides are up. The mental health issues are sky high and all this kind of stuff. And then they with the critical race theory and, like, you know, we're no good and they're trying to blame everybody else. We need the psychological testing in schools, something that when there's alarms going off that we have the teeth to put in something in action and nip it before it gets to this point. But they don't care about that. They want to play politics with everything. They don't care about the children. This is the same party that 2 weeks ago voted for within 10 seconds of the child being born, you could abort them. They don't care about children.
Well, you're not going to get any disagreement from me on where their agenda is and what their ideology is all about, because it's sad. But thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah. And somebody said, I'm having trouble understanding how we are politicizing the issue when innocent children were killed. Both Republicans and Democrats are guilty at this time. I haven't heard a Republican, and if I do, I will say so. I haven't heard a Republican offer a solution as though, or try to place blame anywhere. I'm willing to, if they do, we're gonna jump on them as well. But the issue, it's very important. When we have these faux outraged senators like, you could name them. This faux outrage that, and they're the same people who were looking to disarm the police. They're looking to limit the police. How can they do this out of both sides of their mouth? And again, it's very important. I'm watching people and I'm seeing even Joe Manchin. We got to get together on gun rights. What does that mean? Do you think there's a national solution? And could you conceivably think there's a national solution for what just happened to those 19 kids and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas? There's no national solution. When the guy got in Wisconsin, what did he kill, 10 people with his truck? These are semi-random acts of violence that are calling for solutions, but you don't solve the human condition. You don't come up with an answer to mental illness and to evil. The best you could do is to prevent them from having an easy opportunity to wage violence on others. That comes down to law enforcement. That's their job. It comes down to protecting yourself, which is the basis for the Second Amendment. It comes down to teaching our kids and ourselves situational awareness. Be prepared for something bad to happen. Think about it. What would you do? How would you react? Beyond that, anyone who's offering solutions is a fool. Period. Bob from Clark Summit, how are you?
I'm good. Is this Bob? I don't know if I'm on or not.
Yes, you're on.
Well, yeah, Bob, here's my take on this, and I think the caller before me might have said this too. There's no way a kid like this didn't demonstrate some of these problem behaviors somewhere along in his school. And, you know, I heard in one report that he was bullied. Now, you know, when you have someone that's bullied, all teachers are trained to recognize that, how to handle that, and give them some kind of interventions to protect them, just like they're protected from, to be safe in school. Somewhere along the line, that didn't happen. Someone dropped the ball here, because when you do have someone like that, you know, there's all kinds of programs that they can be in. Things that that can help them handle their behaviors. It sounded like to me he was 18 years old, and so he probably dropped out. Again, I'm like you. I'm not just inventing these things, but it all boils down. There are safeguards and stuff for kids like that, and to identify them. Someone missed that. It's the same, and I agree with you about the security. You know, the security there. Someone dropped the ball there. And I think teachers, as far as bullying and stuff go, they would rather not handle that, so they just ignore it. And that's what happens. And the same thing with security.
Well, by the way, let's not absolve the other kids, not only the kids who do the bullying, but other kids who should step in and stop them when somebody's being picked on. And you know what? I got to tell you, as you were talking, I'm thinking, Bob, I'm thinking to myself as I'm reflecting on what you were commenting on. Love is what's missing in that type of person's life. They were not loved, at least appropriately. And that's what causes this. I mean, if you want to get to the true root and maybe the universal root of these kinds of situations, it's a lack of love. And it doesn't matter if it's a gang shooting or what it is. It comes down to that. No, they felt that nobody cared about them.
Exactly, Bob. And you got a kid that's crying out. I'm just guessing here now, but what you're saying, I agree with you, is crying out for some help here. And, you know, there are trained guidance counselors, trained people, special education teachers, to deal with special needs and stuff. But if someone is ignoring them, or they don't see the signs, and it's almost impossible. It's like the fellow said in a couple calls, they're psychological testings. But first of all, bring them in and, you know, develop a little rapport with them, see what the problem is. It seems like this guy slipped through the cracks.
And we're gonna find out more about it. I think we know the type. The loner, probably abused, whatever, meaning by other kids. We don't know beyond that. there is a type that does this, and we've got to look out, and we've got to protect those kids before they become monsters, as this one did. Thank you very much, right. Bob. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. Bob Cadaro with you. WILK. We'll be back. 1963, this date, Otis Redding debuted with his first single, Themes Arms of Arm of Mine. And then 1961, this date, President John F. Kennedy gave the clarion call to go to space. You heard it. It was really a big deal. And we did it. That was a can-do America. That was a unified America in many respects. And it's, something else. By the way, we're going to go to a news conference, which should start at about 1:30. So we're going to go to that when it happens live. Let's try to get a couple of phone calls out of the way here. Charles from Scott Township, fire away, my friend. Did I press the... Charles. There you are, Charles.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, Bob, one thing is I'm getting tired of hearing is when somebody 18 years old and they're being labeled as a kid. You hear it all the time about college students. They're called college kids. So I just don't know how anybody is supposed to feel like an adult when they're being treated and labeled as a kid.
And they also could join the military. That's a good point. And
right.
he obviously behaved as an evil adult in this instance. That's for sure.
Sure. And I got to tell you, I got married at 18. I'm going to be married 50 years this coming November. I went out, I was working and everything, me and my wife. And but anyhow, I worked with a Swedish company, and I got to know a lot of Swedes. And over there, they have it's mandatory military when you're 18, men or women, and it seems to really knock down on crime, and it trains people. They get them. You could probably, like in this country, they did that. Probably break up the gangbangers, and I think that would really work out really well.
I'll tell you what, I could not argue against it. Some sort of compulsory service, it might make the country stronger. It really might.
Oh, certainly. You can train them, give them a trade, you give them a self-esteem. You know, they get physically fit. They get away from those gangs and trouble. They get them away from drugs. I really think a 2-year mandatory military would definitely benefit the country for sure.
Charles, not a bad idea. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Have a good day.
All right. I don't know why this is not working quite right. Mike from Duryea on Texas. How are you?
Greg, I'm not sure where to start, Bob, but I got to start off by saying we need police out there.
Yes.
But I'm up there in age, and to tell you the truth, all these incidents going back in time, police are useless, Bob. They did not prevent this to happen. If you add more police to the police force, we need police. You know, for traffic speeding and this and that. And they show up afterwards. After the incident, you have to control the situation. But, Bob, this more police is not going to solve the problem. And it's going to get worse, Bob. It really is. And by putting more police on, you can't put 4 police to a car, 5 policemen to a car, get a larger truck and put 6 police to a car. They're not going to prevent it. All those things that you said on before... I mean, you're more aware of the events that are going on in our country, but none of those have police prevention involved. Well, the only thing I've been involved with police...
And Michael, the incidents I was talking about was crime in our cities, which is run rampant.
Yeah, I know, but even
police and more police.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not going to happen because the unions and the police are not going to go back. They're not going to go back to the old days where one police person walks a beat. That's what it should happen, but it's not going to happen. They're going to put 4 to a cop car, and that's it. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm dwelling on that, but I'm going to go back to this other kid. This kid now
quickly because we're going to this conference shortly.
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is that these kids and everybody's falling through the cracks. I mean, because we're paying too much in taxes. I mean, a shooting is at the end of the rainbow. I shouldn't say rainbow, but it's at the end of the line. When you have a shooting like this, It's at the end of the line, and then everything before that should be taken care of. Like, he should have been better in school. What happened to him teaching in school? Why did he fail? I mean, these are things that happen. It's going to happen worse, Bob. It really is.
We've got to look at, other than the cops, I agree with what you're saying. We need more police. And we
police. No, they're useless. Police. No, they're useless, Bob. They are.
I'm going to finish what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
We need more police presence, and we need police to have the handcuffs taken off them to prevent the violence that's happening in our cities. In this instance, you're correct.
They're handcuffs, Bob. I've known police.
Mike.
Okay, I'm listening.
In this instance,
right,
more police would not have mattered, but you need police to react after they get the information.
Well, no, I understand. That part I understand. But as far as
the breakdown in communication security, very clear.
Well, as far as the police being handcuffed, they're not handcuffed, Bob. They do what they want. In this area, they do what they want. They do. There's from killings.
We don't have a high crime area because we respect police in this area.
Well, no. There's incidents.
Yes, Mike.
They're not handcuffed, though.
Because we respect police. We got to go to ABC News. All right.
Okay.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.